Chapter 4. Frankfurt. In her home in Frankfurt, Clara was sitting in her wheelchair in the study. She was getting impatient. Clara kept asking the housekeeper, Miss Rottenmeier, when her guests were arriving. Just as Clara was about to ask again, DT and Heidi arrived at the front door. DT and Heidi entered the large house, and a servant took them to the study. Miss Rottenmeier went up to Clara's new companion to see what she was like. The housekeeper didn't seem very pleased with Heidi's country appearance or with how young she looked. "Can you read or write?" Miss Rottenmeier asked Heidi. "No, I cannot," the little girl replied. The lady was shocked to hear this and turned to DT. "This is not the sort of companion I wished to get for Clara. How could you think of bringing me a child like this?" Mrs. Rottenmeier asked angrily. "I thought you wanted a child unlike all others, and I thought Heidi seemed like a good choice," replied DT quickly. "Now I must go because my mistress will be waiting for me." DT then left the room as fast as she could. The housekeeper followed her out, calling after her. While this was happening, Clara had asked Heidi to come over to her. They spoke a little bit, and Clara thought that Heidi was quite funny. She liked her right away. "You will share my lessons with me. You cannot read now, but you will soon learn," said Clara. Heidi just shook her head doubtfully. When Heidi opened her eyes the next morning, at first she did not know where she was. She had forgotten that she had come to Frankfurt. Heidi jumped out of bed, dressed herself, and ran from window to window. She wanted to look outside, so she tried to open a window. It was locked. She felt trapped. Soon Heidi was called down to breakfast. She enjoyed the nice white rolls offered to her. But secretly she missed her grandfather's thick slices of brown bread. After they ate, Clara was wheeled into the study where they would take their lessons. The two girls happily chatted while they waited for Clara's tutor to arrive. After their lessons, Clara was to have a rest, and Heidi was free to do as she pleased. She asked one of the servants to open a window for her so she could look outside. She wanted to see the sky and countryside, but all she saw were streets and buildings. Heidi missed life on the mountain with her grandfather very much. A few days passed, and Clara and Heidi quickly became good friends. Clara grew more and more cheerful due to having a fun companion around. She enjoyed her lessons more now that she had someone to study with. Heidi enjoyed her time with Clara, too. She often spoke to Clara about how wonderful it was on the mountain. But then it made her long to be at home. Heidi had plenty of time each day to sit by herself and picture how everything was on the mountain. When she thought of the warm sunshine, the colorful flowers, and the green valley, she could hardly wait to go back. DT had told her that she could go home whenever she liked. So, one day, she decided she would do just that. Heidi collected her things and went downstairs. However, just as she was about to leave the house, she was stopped by Miss Rottenmeier. "Where do you think you're going? You know you're not allowed to run about in the streets."
"I wasn't going to run about. I was going home," replied Heidi.
"What are you talking about? Going home?" shouted Miss Rottenmeier. "You're lucky to be here. You're an ungrateful little thing."
Heidi tried to explain why she wanted to go home, but Miss Rottenmeier wouldn't listen. The housekeeper just turned away and left Heidi at the front door. Heidi felt very sad and slowly went back up the stairs to her bedroom. It was as if all the joy in her life had suddenly disappeared.